Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, a USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We have a very, very busy day today. We got a lot of news. We've got news on SummerSlam coming up the next 2 years. We've got the first WWE wellness policy failure in 2 years coming up here today. We've got a lot of news on Raw tonight. There is a special show coming up after Raw this evening. We've got New Japan announcing their King of Pro Wrestling lineup for October 12th. And it is Shine Week here on the show. Every day this week, we're going to be joined by one of the stars of the Shine promotion, all women's promotion. WWE and Shine are putting on Shine 30 this coming Friday night at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. ShineWrestling.com is the place to go. All sorts of big matches, including Santana Garrett defending her title against DB. Anything goes, that's coming up. And Santana, the former Brittany from TNA, is going to be on the program later on today. We have guests every day this week, so you can get ready for that. On the heels of Chikara Week and Ring of Honor Week as well, we'll be talking news, taking your phone calls, 425-488-0525. You can Skype us at F4W Online. And if you'd like to send us a text message, which has been very popular, 425-780-7566. For those of you online, all of these numbers are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you don't have time to write them down, WrestlingObserver.com is always the place to go to get all of this information. Maybe a little bit wacky on the mobile version. I did notice that this morning, but we'll get that fixed as soon as possible. But if you're on a PC, if you head up, you can check out the phone numbers. PC or Mac, I might add. Got a Mac here. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment to kick it off, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine Week on the show, Brittany, the former Brittany of TNA, now Santana, and prior to TNA, Santana Garrett, is going to be on the show today. Shine Champion, a champion, is going to be on the program here today on the show. Before that, we've got news and that sort of deal. Mike, are you aware of the WWE star who failed their wellness test here today?
No. I've heard a rumor that someone has, but I have not... Have not put on the beat shoes and went out and checked anything out. I was hoping you'd just tell me.
Well, this is the first wellness failure in 2 years. The last one, by the way, was a manager, Ricardo Rodriguez. And so I guess they decided we've got to send a message to all of you top stars not to do anything that would cause you to fail a WWE wellness test. And so they laid down the hammer, Mike, on Hornswoggle.
For real?
I'm not making this up.
Poor Swoggle. What did he get? I'm sure, was it for performance enhancers?
Yeah, what it says here is, in accordance with its talent wellness program, WWE has suspended Dylan Postel, Hornswoggle, for 30 days, effective immediately, for his first violation of the company's policy.
And we know it would not
Big
be
news.
Marijuana.
So
marijuana
speak.
Is just a tax.
It's a right? fine, yes.
Yeah, so
I sure hope it wasn't... Never mind.
I'm
not even going to get started. It's a sad day. It's a sad day for the movie star, Hornswoggle. He's been in several films. I don't know how the Muppets franchise is going to react to this failure. Wasn't he in one of the Muppet movies? He was, right?
It would make sense if he was. I'm not sure, but... Well, in all seriousness, if this, you know, depending on what it was and exactly how big of a deal this really is, best of luck to him in the next 30 days. You really don't want to make light of it, but yeah, I'm surprised because there hasn't been one in so long. I think we've talked about that a few times over the last couple of months. It'll pop up every once in a while that somebody will ask a question that, you know, who was the last person? And it's been a long, long time. Now, they haven't had, you know, anywhere near the problems that we've had in the past with guys passing away suddenly as was taking place. And maybe the guys have gotten a lot better, or maybe they've just gotten a lot more lax, which a lot of people would possibly indicate. Considering Ryback looks like Ryback and Hornswoggle looks like Hornswoggle, and Hornswoggle failed the test. But hey, what do I know? You know, this years and years and years of watching the professional wrestling and MMA business. But what can you do? You know, best of wishes to Hornswoggle, and I hope he comes through his recovery well.
Well, you know, we'll see him in 30 days. I don't know what we're going to do without him on television. I forgot he hadn't been on television in... When's the last time we saw Hornswoggle anyway?
Was it possibly during the deal with 3MB and Torito and the Matadors?
That's right. Whatever happened with that? I thought they were going to do some splitting and some changing. By the way, there may be some Matadors news coming up, everybody, just as a teaser. It's unconfirmed, but we may be seeing something here pretty soon.
I don't know how good news that will be for you. It'll be very interesting to see how that turns out for you and your mental health.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got more news. The WWE announced that SummerSlam is returning for the next two straight SummerSlams to the Barclays Center.
Of course Barclays, it is.
Yep, Barclays Center, New York City and company, the WWE have agreed to a multi-year deal to bring SummerSlam, Raw, and NXT back to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. August in 2016 and 17, announcement comes on the heels of an extraordinary SummerSlam week last month. WWE sold out Barclays Center for an unprecedented three consecutive nights. Should mention, by the way, that in regards to that, the NXT All-Star Panel, which I believe took place before SummerSlam, with Hunter, Seth, Finn Balor, Sasha Banks, Kevin Owens, and Corey Graves, will be airing tonight on the WWE Network after Raw if you want to check that out, the NXT panel. So check that out after Raw tonight. What do you think about SummerSlam the next 2 years in the Barclays Center?
It's great. You know, they've made it clear that it was going to be a tentpole. They've been acting like it anyway over the last couple of years with it being in Los Angeles. They did a great job with it there. They had access, and it was a surprise when they moved it to New York. And originally they didn't. It was actually to the Meadowlands. And I don't know what exactly their plans were, but then the Meadowlands shut down. They decided to move it to Barclay, where that is their official home in New York now. The MSG is the symbolic one, but Barclays, because of how it's set up and how the cost of running that in comparison to running Madison Square Garden makes it much more, you know, attractive to run for WWE and for lots of different places and in concerts and things like that. So they're going to be in there again. They get to now scratch it out for the next couple of years. And that made sense because there's nothing taking place there except for concerts. There's no regular events there that could get in the way possibly of them running a SummerSlam. It's only other concerts or circuses or anything like that that could come into the area. So by doing this, they've kind of, you know, really staked their ground. And unlike the past couple of years in Los Angeles, they hadn't done as much. They did a little bit, but they had not done as much as they did in L.A. And maybe that's because they had originally set it up to go to the Meadowlands. I'm not sure exactly what the reasons were, but really all they did was decide to add an NXT show, which ended up going, you know, incredibly well. So because of what they said in and around SummerSlam with them wanting this to be a bigger event, and just because of the success they had last year when, frankly, they weren't even really trying when it comes to NXT, I think the next couple of years, their goal to make this the WrestleMania Part 2, or at least, you know, trying to get somewhat close to that, I think is, you know, this is how you're going to do it. And I'm wondering if you're going to see the same thing when it comes to the Royal Rumble too, although I can't see them putting it in the same place every year. But as far as making it a bigger event, I could absolutely see that.
Did you say they didn't try really hard with NXT this year?
No. Well, I mean, just the fact that they put the show on and it was going to be, okay, we have the building is going to be set up for this. And then it was like, whoa, okay, all right, well, we'll go ahead and do this. And then it just, like, they didn't even try. It was just, we're presenting NXT. And everybody jumped in. I mean, that's
well,
how...
Well, sure, but I mean, they did try because they had
but,
to set
I
it
mean,
up.
But I mean, in comparison to the money they spent in Los Angeles over the last several years, with everything they put around it and getting, you know, your E's and your, you know, a lot of your Hollywood-type stuff and that type of attention and charity work and things like that, again, as this goes on, if they're trying to make it WrestleMania, you know, somewhat of a WrestleMania type of weekend sort of deal where it's not one show, it's a 3-day weekend or possibly a 4-day weekend when you're doing media and all that other stuff up there. You know, that's what I'm talking about as far as, you know, really ramping that up for next year.
Well, my point is it was a good card and they were surprised that it sold out. But I mean, they put in the Barclays Center. So it was going to be set up for 6,000 or something like that. So obviously they were going to try. I just think they were stunned.
Yeah, but it's a 20,000 seat building. Well, that's exactly. But I'm just saying. I mean, they didn't even. Again, imagine if they would have gone. You know, again, hyped it in a different way or something like that. I mean, they just. Again, it wasn't by accident or anything like that. I don't mean to undersell NXT, but they were pleasantly surprised, and they didn't do all of the stuff they had done somewhat in the past for SummerSlam. So I think when you combine all that stuff together, you know, the next couple of years really are going to be huge, and it may turn into being, you know, WWE's second biggest destination weekend, which I would figure Royal Rumble is now, but I mean, this certainly sounds like this is going to be it.
If you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, the Skype line, F4W Online, text us at 425-780-7566. Got a couple of text messages here. Let's see what we've got. I don't have an update. Somebody was asking for... Where is my... Can we get this phone working here, somebody? All right, let's see what we've got here. Let me get him after the break. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Any other technology not want to work this week? I almost had a breakdown last segment right there. I've got the emails or the text messages working again, so now we can start answering some of these questions. Let's cross our fingers here. Sir says, thanks for you and Mike on your perspective of NXT mixing with Raw being a bad idea. Duly noted. On that note, how worried should we be about Bayley's eventual call-up? Seemingly surefire babyface star the division needs. I totally see them having no idea how to transition her to Raw. What are your thoughts? Well, Bayley is an easy one. Just have her go up and be Bayley. Don't change anything. Don't ever go up as a heel. Don't change her name. Don't change her music. Don't change her entrance. Just have her go up and be Bayley and beat some girls, and everything will be fine.
She's the one they need. It may not be the one Vince wants, but she's the one they need because, I'm sorry, as far as approachable, just, again, it's, how can you hate Bayley? I mean, it's hard to think of Bayley the heel. I mean, she's just too great and I think reaches across a lot of different groups. I mean, she can wrestle. She's got the thing for the little kids. I think there's just a lot I think you can do with her. If you have to lock Vince up in a closet because 2 weeks in, he doesn't like her and he doesn't, and she doesn't look like Eva Marie or she doesn't look like this person or that person, and that gets held against her, you know, that's a problem. And that, if that's going to be the case, I want to see her stay on NXT because I think she's great there. But as far as bringing her up to the main roster, like Brian said, it's really a no-brainer. You let her be Bayley and just, you just let it go. Just let her have the wrestling matches and sell merchandise because I can't believe she won't be, she ain't going to be Emma. I can tell you that.
Person says, will there ever be an audiobook version of the death of WCW? I don't know. I guess we will see. This person says, what did you and Semper Vivi think of the New Japan pay-per-view over the last week? Did you see it, Mike?
No, I still haven't had a chance to see it yet, although I'm still really bummed out results-wise. Again, too,
I did hear that Nakamura won the Intercontinental title.
Yeah. I think I'm not sure if we mentioned it last night or not. I think we did.
Yeah, you spoiled it, remember?
That's right. Yeah. It's, I don't get it. We'll have to see what happens going forward here. He was challenged by Carl Anderson, who's been teaming up with Doc Gallows in the tag team division. Carl Anderson has not been a singles threat in quite some time. Although he's very good, and if they decide to go that direction with him, I think it would be very welcome, and I think it would be a nice shakeup in the heavyweight division of New Japan. Coming out of all of this stuff, too, they've also announced a couple of championship matches on the King of Pro Wrestling show coming up at Sumo Hall on October 12th. Junior tag titles, Red Dragon against Rocky Romero and Beretta, the Roppongi Vice. Kenny Omega against Matt Sydal, which we had mentioned when Omega won the title from just brain lock now, almost said Taguchi, but when he won the title, they announced he was going to be facing off against Matt Sydal. So any disappointment you may have over Kushida giving up the title quickly, at least we're getting one hell of a title match with Omega and Sydal. Makabe against Ishii for the Never title. I don't think that's too big of a shock. Two guys just slamming into each other at top speed. Number one contendership match, Hiroshi Tanahashi and his Money in the Bank briefcase against Tetsuya Naito, who's really had one hell of a year in New Japan as far as his change into being this obnoxious, lackadaisical heel. And then an IWGP heavyweight championship match between Okada and Styles, which will probably put the exclamation point on their feud now that Nakamura has won the IC title. Tanahashi's got the Money in the Bank briefcase, and there's other guys out there. I think this could probably be the end of Okada against Styles for the foreseeable future.
I believe we've got someone on the sports byline. You're on the air. Is it Ed? Hello, who is on the air?
Okay, Ian from San Antonio.
Ian, that's what I thought. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to talk to you guys about two things. First, it'd be the Lucha Underground and then WCW. Okay, so Lucha Underground. I was listening, of course, to the show yesterday and hear you guys talking about the adding the telenovela aspect to it. Or Mike, not you, Brian, disagreed with that. I disagree with it as well. And here's why. Because I think if you did that, I don't think it would get it to a major channel. I don't think there's any proof that would get it to a major channel. One. Also, I believe that if you did that, then you would really kind of maybe even have to go back to square one because of, you'd lose a lot of the wrestling fans because of that. They wouldn't enjoy that. And that's the rabid fan base, and whether, to want to admit it or not, wrestling is a very rabid and passionate fan base that will go out and, I'm sure some people watch Lucha Underground through not so legal means, the ones that can't watch on El Rey. And people that watch telenovelas won't do that. So if you make it and do that, and gain maybe female, and I guess a couple of male fans, maybe, whatever. But if you turn off a lot of those wrestling fans that give you your start, then I don't think that it'll be as successful. I don't think the fans will be as rabid. and it won't make as much of a buzz. And also, I think the wrestlers, even though it's not like it's more of a TV show type thing, the wrestlers right now, as it is, believe in this project, and so the people that write the show and all that stuff. And if you turn it into such a novella, like more of a complete soap opera type thing, then I don't think they would believe in it as strongly, and that would make it lose some of its luster and some of its vibrance.
And, see, I disagree with that right there. I disagree with that right there, especially the second part. Now, I know wrestlers are wrestlers, but let me tell you something. If that's the case, if they can still believe in it because they get a sponsor on board, if they still believe in it because, oh, they're getting some of the benefits that actors may get, which, again, is a that's a conversation for a different time. But I wouldn't be so sure that just because if that's what it took, if it took changing, having a little less wrestling on the show and a little more of the wackiness – okay, if they could still believe in it because they are getting sponsors and the future of the company is secure and they're able to get some money to tour and things like that, and they're on a bigger station in Mexico, because that's, to me, the bigger deal is getting on a bigger Spanish language station, not being bigger in this country on El Rey. It's about making sure that you can take care of border towns and again, increasing your visibility that way. If that's the case, and I'm not saying that I want that to happen, but I don't think it would be, again, if wrestling fans turn away from it, then you have no show anyway. But you may not have a show anyway if they don't get picked up and nobody believes in it as a wrestling show. If it doesn't work and your last resort is to maybe try to sell it to, again, more of the novella crowd, because it's got some really good attributes that way that could suck in a mainstream viewer that wouldn't necessarily be a pro wrestling fan. And if that keeps the thing going, I don't think that that's that big of a deal. Really don't.
Let's talk about WCW. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, wait, real quick, before I ask my other question, let me just go ahead and say that I think wrestlers do care about, you know, being strictly, you know.
Oh, my wrestling. God. Caller, let's talk about WCW. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Go ahead.
All right. WCW. Let me ask you, Brian. Do you think that the JBL interview from last week was fair? Because I think some newer things were said. I think they gave him a little bit of a shot, Eric Bischoff. I still think that it was just a lot of the same, old rehashed WCW was you know, crap, and we're better. And you could hear it the way JBL would ask the questions about this man. He kept asking about Ted Turner when, if he had a vendetta against Vince, and it's because Vince McMahon thinks he does, but I don't really think Ted Turner, ever sweated Vince McMahon, you know, whether WCW was around or not, because, frankly, Ted Turner, he got pushed out of power, but, I mean, you know, he had enough money. It wasn't, you know, WWF didn't kill WCW. You know, WCW killed, you know, the ALL and Time Warner merger killed it. I mean, you know, Ted Turner had enough money to run 10 WCWs. Till like now, he still does. You know, Billionaire Ted wasn't a gimmick name, you know. So, you know, just do you think the interview was fair?
I want to thank you very much for the call. I have not even bothered watching it yet. I will eventually, because I should, but I don't care. 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 I wrote a book about it. If you want to know what happened, you can go read Death of WCW. And everything that WWE has done based on WCW has been their version of history, which is largely inaccurate. I've been watching the Monday Night Wars week by week. I've been watching 1996 Nitros. I've been watching 1996 Raws. And the story that they tell of why they were losing, WCW had all of this money, and they stole our big stars, and all of the other stupid claims. I'm watching the show. You were losing in 96 because your show sucked. Your show sucked, and the other show was better. Wow. Wow. They stole the 1-2-3 kid. They stole your worst drawing WWE champion of all time. They stole Razor Ramon, who was a mid-card guy. They stole Hulk Hogan, who hadn't been in the company. Hulk Hogan, you got rid of Hulk Hogan years earlier. All of these things that they did, the show was better in 96. And you know what? As much as Raw sucks, I've been told in a while here, if you keep watching Raw, it's going to get better. And I know from watching WCW that when you keep watching WCW, it gets worse. And that's the whole reason the tide changed. That's the whole reason. I don't want to hear about AOL Time Warner anymore. I don't want to hear Eric Bischoff's side of the story from his book. I don't want to hear the WWE version of history. I wrote about it, I lived through it, and I watched it. And I'm done with it. Well, maybe I could do an audiobook someday. Who knows?
if the price is right.
That's right. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. I'm not angry at the caller. I want to thank the caller very much for calling in. I just got my dander up and some tech issues that I figured out here, and then hungry. You know how it is, Mike. But fear not, everybody. We're going to be joined by Santana Garrett when we come back from the commercial break here. She is the former Brittany in TNA. We could talk about the Sam Shaw run, but mostly we're going to be talking Shine. This Friday, Shine 30, October 2nd from the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. It is going to be a very, very exciting taping. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine 30 is taking place Friday, October 2nd, Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. ShineWrestling.com is the place to go. Shine Championship match. Santana defends against Evie, I believe, in an Anything Goes match. Santana Garrett is on the show today, champion of Shine. Santana, what's going on?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I've been super productive today. I already worked out. I did yoga. I'm making my Shine 30 wrestling gear right now. And it's been pretty good day overall.
Where you're making your gear right now?
That's right. Seamstress.
Yep. Fun fact, I've had a new set of gear every single Shine show, and I make them all myself.
You know what's crazy is I've never worn the same outfit twice doing this radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's crazy. Now, are you living in Florida?
Yes. I'm actually born and raised in Ocala, Florida, which is a little bit more north, still considered Central Florida, but super, super country. And I currently reside in Orlando, Florida. I've been here for the last 5.5, 6 years.
Okay, because it's only noon here, and I thought if you'd accomplish all of those things by noon, that would be pretty impressive. But you've got an extra 3 hours over there.
Yeah, I didn't wake up until about then.
Now, before we get into Shine, I got to ask a couple of TNA questions here because, sadly, Brittany is gone. And the Sam Shaw story, there was a lot of stuff you did in TNA. What happened?
You know, I did a year there. I was contracted, and I had a great time. However, when it came down to the end there, I just, you know, had other opportunities, other things that I wanted to pursue. So I got to say, like, since then, I've been killing it on the indies. So no regrets there.
I don't want to bury TNA. They've got enough problems right now. But it's funny you should mention that you're tearing it up on the indies right now, because there's a lot of people. You are far from the only one who you wrestle in TNA, and TNA does house shows, and almost nobody shows up. And then you leave and you go on the indies, and all of a sudden, tons of people are showing up to see you perform. It happened with you. It happened with AJ Styles. The list goes on and on. I don't know why it is, but I'm very happy that things seem to be going well. Do you feel that it's I mean, are people seeing you as a former TNA star that's working the indies? Do they still see you as Santana Garrett? How do they see you?
You know what? It was pretty cool. Just last month or so, I was coming back from Canada, going through customs, and the guy's looking at me, and I'm looking at my ID. He's like, "I know you," and I say, "Oh yeah, I'm Brittany from TNA," and he's like, "No, I know you as Santana Garrett from the indies. Your name is everywhere. I don't know you from TNA. I don't know you as Brittany. I know you as Santana." So I thought that was pretty freaking cool. And I think I've made a pretty good name for myself. You know, aside from just being Brittany TNA, I've made a name for myself. My name, Santana.
Now, have you always wanted to do this? Because you seem to get into wrestling at a relatively young age, or like around 21. Is this just always something that you wanted to do, or did you get some opportunity and kind of fell into it? How did this happen?
No, this is something I wanted to do for a very, very long time. I remember being a little girl in the classroom, the teacher asking everybody what they want to be when they grow up. You know, some of the kids wanted to be nurses and doctors, ballerinas. The teacher got to me and I said, "When I grow up, I want to be a professional wrestler, just like my dad. I'm a second generation wrestler. My father, TNT Kenny G, wrestled on the independent scene. He was trained under Dory Funk up in Ocala. And so I've always just been around it. I've always loved it. I come from a big family. I've got five little brothers, two sisters. So wrestling was always my thing that I shared with my father. That was our thing, wrestling. Every single week, you know, we'd go to the shows, we'd watch it. So I've always wanted to do this.
Who were you were born in like 1988, so we're talking, you were growing up watching the Monday Night Wars. Unlike Mike and I, who were watching the DuPont Network in the 50s, who were some of the guys guys and gals, obviously, that you really enjoyed growing up?
My all-time favorite has always been Stone Cold Steve Austin. I remember my dad used to buy me all the T-shirts, all the Stone Cold merchandise, and he'd send me home to my mom wearing my Stone Cold shirt, or he'd send me to school, and I'd go back to my mom, and she's just like, she didn't get it. She's just like, what are you wearing, Anna? She'd put me in this floofy dress, and I'd go back to my dad's. I'd get my Stone Cold shirts, and the Stone Cold has always been like my favorite. And then also Trish Stratus and Lita, definitely up there as well.
Please tell me that TNT Kenny G came to the ring to Kenny G.
He came to the ring. What was that song? Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Fun fact, we actually got matching Dynamite tattoos when I was really young. Probably a terrible idea, but we got matching tattoos.
What do you mean by really young? I thought you couldn't get a tattoo before 18.
Oh, yeah. No, you can, with parent consent.
And my mother see.
Was furious. She's like, I come home with it, and she's like, oh, that's just a sticker. And I said, okay, Mom. And then a few days later, she's like, oh, that's a tattoo? I'm going to kill your father.
So it was half parental consent.
Yeah, half parental. But you only need one.
How did this work? Okay, now I really got to know about this family relationship right here. How did this work where your father was a wrestler? You wanted to become a wrestler. So obviously your father is clearly cool with this. Your mom, meanwhile, thinks this is just like a completely crazy idea. I mean, did this lead to a lot of strife, or was just this something where, you know, every 6 months you got a tattoo, she wanted to kill somebody and got over it? How did this work?
I've only gotten a couple tattoos. My mom, she did, like a lot of people, my friends, because I grew up being, I was a tomboy, but I was also a girly girl. I did dance. I did cheerleading. I did baton. At the same time, I did flag football. I loved professional wrestling. There was definitely a little bit of conflict. My mother always pushed me towards more of the girlier stuff, where my father just let me do basically whatever I want. So my mom was constantly, you know, the one that's like, oh, no, or, oh, what are you doing, questioning it. But now she's completely supportive. I've been doing this. I started training 6 years ago, approximately, and in the beginning, her and a lot of my friends, they, you know, really questioned what I was doing with my life. And I think now I've proven myself, and they're pretty much all on board at this point.
So mom's cool. Everybody's cool with this whole thing. Does she come to shows?
She does. It's rare. There aren't a ton of shows near her. But every once in a while, she'll make the trip to Orlando. It's like an hour and 40-minute drive. So she'll make the trip every once in a while.
So we've got this Shine show coming up. You won the title in April from Mia Yim.
And
that's right. You've been all over the place. You've worked a number of different promotions. What were your thoughts when you won the Shine Championship back in April?
You know what? It was such a big moment for me. I'm a Shine original. I was working I worked the Shine Shine match before there was even Shine. It was at Evolve. I worked Sara Del Rey in a Shine Showcase match. And in the beginning, I wasn't that good. But I have continued to put in the time in the ring, in the gym, and I feel like I've come a heck of a long way. So to be able to work my way up from the bottom to the tippy top, it feels absolutely amazing.
When did you first feel like, you mentioned you feel at the beginning that you were really no good. Was there a match or maybe a feud or maybe somebody that you worked with where this was the moment where you went, hey, I get it now?
You know what it was? Okay. So I have an athletic background. I've always been able to do, you know, the flippy stuff and everything. But the moment where it clicked was after a few shows in at Shine, Lexi Fife pulled me aside and she's just like, you're okay. Like, you know, I was okay. You know, it was nice to look at. I could do a couple things, but I wasn't pushing myself. I wasn't adding new moves. I wasn't really intense.
You weren't evolving.
Yeah, exactly. I was just, you know, yeah. So she kind of lit a fire under my butt. From that moment on, I feel like I have not stopped moving forward and moving up. Like that really, really hit me and really made me want to be better.
Now, what did you take out of that? I mean, it makes sense when someone says you're running in place, you're not improving. But I mean, sometimes you don't know what to do. Did you ask her for advice? Were there girls that came to you? Did you seek out advice? How did you put Evolution in motion?
I have a few mentors. Lexi 5 definitely gave me a ton of advice. Some of the other girls on the roster, such as Rain and Daphne, gave me some great advice. And then also, Larry Zavista is one of my mentors. Scott Hall is another one. They had a lot of advice to offer as well. And I think it was just a group effort. Like, people saw the potential in me. It was just whether or not I wanted it. I wanted it bad enough to push myself.
Now, you seem to want it bad enough to go out and get as much work as you can. And obviously, Shine runs regularly and has got their shows and everything. But you're also the NWA World Women's Champion. And obviously, under the auspices of the mighty R. Bruce Tharp. And now you're obviously tied in with Global Force as well, too, as they were running a couple of shows. I guess you had the chance to do that. Is there anywhere where you haven't been, or is there anywhere you'd like to go and anybody you'd like to work with that you haven't yet?
Wonderful question. I think the only place, one of the only places left to go is, aside from Japan, I'd love the opportunity to go to Japan. WWE, I've done some work for them here and there, some extra stuff. But I'd love to have a permanent spot with the WWE. And as for opponents, I did an interview recently. If I could wrestle anybody right now, currently, I'd love the opportunity to wrestle Paige.
Have you done any WWE tryouts or anything of that nature?
I've never had a tryout.
Really?
Had an actual tryout. I've been down to their tapings. I've done some extra work, but I've never had a tryout.
Were you a Rosebud at any point?
What's that?
Were you a Rosebud at any point?
No, I was not.
No. Come on, Mike. Seriously.
Never.
Well, I wasn't sure. Maybe she could let us into the mind of Braun Strowman.
Could be.
He used to be one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Have you had any sort of contact with anybody in Japan? Because you seem to be the type that they would be all over.
Yes, I have, as of recent. And some things might be happening pretty soon.
That's pretty cool. Now, what Mike did not mention in terms of titles is this APWA Mason-Dixon Women's Championship. You're the title holder right now.
APWA.
It says right here. You're the current champion. American Pro Wrestling Alliance, the Mason-Dixon Women's Champion. I don't even know what that means.
You only defend it in Pennsylvania and Maryland, I guess?
Could be. Santana, stand by. We'll investigate this during the break, and we'll come back with an update and more on Shine. So stand by, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Final segment of the show, Shine Champion is here on the line with us. Santana Garrett, WWN and Shine Wrestling present Shine 30 this Friday, October 2nd, bell time 9 p.m. You can grab your tickets at ShineWrestling.com. It is available live, iPay-per-view, WWNLive.com in HD. You can watch on the WWN Roku channel. That's WWNLive.com. Watch Shine 30 Friday live on iPay-per-view. And Santana, before we go, let's get some plugs in. Your Twitter, a lovely Twitter, and anything else you'd like to get out there.
For sure. You guys can follow me on Twitter, Santana Garrett _, Instagram, Santana Garrett, SantanaGarrett, and then Facebook, Santana Garrett 522. Give me a follow, give me a like, all that good stuff, and be sure to check out Shine 30. All of the international girls are coming in, so this makes for a great lineup and an amazing show. Shine 30. If you can't be there live, be sure to catch it on iPay-per-view.
Santana, we need you on every week here to do the plug at the end of the show. That was great.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, yes, congratulations on your title. Good luck this weekend. And we want to thank you, of course, so much for doing the show today. And hopefully we can get you back on again sometime in the future. And don't forget, everybody, Shine 30 Friday night, live on iPay-per-view, WWNLive.com. We're out of time, everybody, but I want to thank you all for listening today. Everybody at Byline, Shine stars on the show all this week. So check it out. Back tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, every day, live and free, Sports Byline USA, TuneIn Radio, etc. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.